It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, folks, it's Mike the Ref here at the Northgate Lions Senior Center for the PWA Fall Fever. And, of course, as usual, I am joined by two-thirds of the usual suspects here, Andre C. of Wrestling Clarity.
I'm so glad to be here.
And the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
I'm back, boys. Let's do this.
All right, I'm going to call this right now. This is another Sesame Street show. This show is sponsored by the letter R. R for rebound, R for retribution, and R for Brian Passmore, who couldn't make it tonight.
Yes!
Damn! Anybody who wants to check out our past Quick Calls episode from the last PWA show, it wasn't exactly a favorable review due to many factors. This one put it right back on track. Guys, your thoughts overall before we get into the matches?
Top to bottom, not bad card, excellent. Six matches, enjoyed it. Fantastic show.
I thought it was a great match for me. There was two definite highlight matches of the night for me. Three, actually. And the other three matches were all really good also. Honestly, after last one's kind of boring, really kind of down show for me, I had nothing but excitement throughout this entire show tonight.
Absolutely. And for me, based on one of the matches that did come up tonight, I think Mr. Passmore is going to be absolutely pissed for not being here tonight. But let's get into the matches, and we'll let Ryan swear and curse at the audio when he hears this later on.
Well, I already texted him.
Right off the bat, we had the newcomer Tony Cage taking on Frenetico. Now, Frenetico has a lot of rib injuries over the last few weeks. He's been attacked a lot of times, and he's starting to get worn down a little bit.
That cage match in Red Deer, I was talking to him a little earlier, and he said a cage match in Red Deer from RCW was what really did a lot of damage on his ribs.
Yeah, and he ended up not being able to pull out a victory against Tony Cage. It was a bit of an upset victory. I don't think any of us expected it to happen. Andre, your thoughts on the match?
Overall, I think this Tony Cage guy, he's getting better. Tony Cage. I keep saying Gage for some reason. But Tony Cage, I find he's getting better in the ring in the past couple months we've seen him. And Frenetico, we always love him. We always love the Smurf. Overall, I think it was an enjoyable match. It got the crowd kind of going, but it wasn't until the second match that the crowd really took off, I think.
Oh, great match. Two young lions going at it, fighting for supremacy. I mean, Tony Cage, he's getting better and better every time we see him. And Frenetico, what can we say? He's always getting better. This was great. I'd like to see him go at it again sometime.
Well, these two definitely did work well in the ring. And it was a good startup match. Like, you're not going to get a knockout, drag-out match to start out your show. But this one did get the crowd sort of into it.
We got one in the next match.
The one thing about this crowd tonight, a lot of it came off the Edmonton Expo. Over the weekend, the Edmonton Expo.
I was there.
Yeah, okay, Andre. Andre was there. I'm sure I'll have a report on it as next Wrestling Clarity episode. We'll talk about it at that time. But PWA was at the Edmonton Expo, and a lot of these fans are holdovers from going to those shows. So, but let's get on to the next match, because I know you guys are just guys are dying to talk about this. All right, the scheduled matchup was Reed Matthews taking on Colton Kelly. Now, Colton comes out because he's still injured.
Saskatchewan.
As you heard on Wrestling Clarity with Andre C. this past week, he did suffer an ankle injury that's still bothering him to this day. But we got a little bit of a surprise. I guess when Son can't go, Papa shows up.
Oh, yeah.
So Tex Gates comes out, and the place lights up. Tex does end up getting the victory eventually. It took a little longer than I thought it would.
I was honestly thinking 5-minute match, because Tex Gaines, he's not a one to go long, but they went like 10, 15 minutes. Jesus.
Well, when we started chanting beer, we started getting excited. So, Brian, your thoughts on this match?
Oh, my God. This was awesome. What a surprise to have Tex Gaines show up. Nobody expected that, and this was awesome. I mean, Tex is a legend around here, and Reed Matthews put up a hell of a good fight, because he took some hell of a good shots, chops in that from Tex. I mean, oh my God. But that young boy, he took the pound, but he he fought back, but Texas ended up with the win, and I mean, that was a great, great show by Reed. I'm proud of him.
Well, the biggest point of this match wasn't the match itself. It's what happened after the match. Colton Kelly ends up turning on his father, Tex, and breaks the kendo stick over Tex, and we were in shock in the crowd for sure. Andre, you're dying to say something about this.
That kendo stick shot was absolutely beautiful. It landed perfectly on his forehead, and we all know that Tex has a hard head. We all know that. And it was just a beautiful shot. Cracked, just like broke almost every piece. And then that second kendo shot just shattered the kendo stick. I thought it was like, it was a great turn. The crowd just popped for it. And what it set up for next month, Fright Night, Colton Kelly versus Tex Gaines, father versus son, that's going to be absolutely sick.
And that, we're going to expect that's going to be a no rules match, guaranteed. When Tex says he's bringing Tax to the show, you know it's going to be barbaric.
He's going to attack his son. That's crazy.
Now, if he ends up doing it, now it could be Colton end up attacking Tex at this point. Brian, your thoughts on this match being set up for next month?
Oh, I'm so pumped to see. I want to see this so bad. It's going to be so good. Father and son. Oh, my God. It's going to be crazy. I'm looking so forward to it. Can't wait.
So we're off a real high at that point there. We had a match that brought us down a little bit, but not a whole lot.
No, that was a great match. That's a great third match.
Yeah, the third match, it definitely was a high-caliber match, but it just after that response from Tex, we needed a little breather just to calm down a little bit. We had the guaranteed contract in a suitcase or in a briefcase, Brett Morgan, the title holder, against returning Derek Cross.
Cross did toots.
Now, Cross hasn't been back up here in a while now.
A couple years.
Yeah, well, I'd say about a year. But this ended up being a really good match for a ring veteran like Derek Cross to come in and basically ply his trade there. Brian, your thoughts on this match here with Morgan getting the eventual victory?
Oh, very good match. Derek Cross, it was great to see him back. He looked in fantastic shape, and Brett Morgan, well, not really fantastic, but I mean, it was great to see him back. And Brett Morgan, he's better, getting better and better every time we see him. We started a chant saying White Chavo sucks, like the John Cena stuff, which it was awesome. We love him, but we like to call him White Chavo, so that's great.
Let me clarify something right now. The only way that we can consider Derek Cross in shape is if you compare him to one of the three of us, okay?
Sorry. Yeah, he's in shape compared to me, definitely.
Andre, your thoughts on this match?
I absolutely enjoyed having Derek Cross back. Haven't seen him in so long. I thought it was just a great treat for the crowd. The Crossitutes are back in Edmonton, man. It's awesome, man. Match was really good. Brett Morgan, he's always getting better and better. I'm always impressed by this guy. His in-ring ability is just phenomenal. And overall, I thought it was a really good match between the two of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And sorry, guys, we're getting a little excited here at this point. The guys are starting to shake a little bit. Because this next match, you know, I know for a fact that we are a bit of a MRB marks, a couple of these guys are.
You know you are, too.
I appreciate a good match, and he just seems to have a lot of them. But with this, we had the Canadian Tag Team Championships with the challengers, Rage and Fury.
No, they're the champions.
Champions. My apologies. Taking on the challengers, MRB and BVD, Brandon Van Danielson. Now, this match guaranteed was match of the night, if not a match for the quadrennial, maybe even a match of the year candidate in ways.
I'll easily put it, it's going to be in my top, guarantee you, this is in my top 10 this year, because this match was just absolutely fucking phenomenal. Sorry for my language, but it was.
What the fuck? It don't fucking matter. It's all fucking good. Brian, your thoughts on this match?
Oh, overall great match. Four fantastic competitors. These guys put on a hell of a good clinic. Move for move, hold for hold, back and forth. I mean, we didn't know who was going to win. I was so happy. I didn't know. I was torn because I love all four of these guys, and this was a great match. And I want to see them go at it again because this was a great match. MRV and BVD became new champions, which is awesome, but I think there's going to be a rematch down the road, and these guys are going to put on a hell of a good clinic again.
Honestly, like these, like I was cheering for everybody in that match. I am an MRB mark. I will admit that to every day. I love him. He's honestly my favorite wrestler in the world right now. And the fact I got to watch him win a title on a show that's not one of the major three of the year. This is for everybody who doesn't come, including you, Ryan Passmore. You never miss a show because you never know what happens. We saw a tag team title change, and your favorite wrestler is now a tag team champion.
All right, on that point, my personal thoughts are that when the crowd went absolutely unglued, when they did it was a tiger suplex or a...
Tiger and a German.
Yeah, it was a tiger on one side and a German on the other. They did it synchronized. That's the word I'm looking for here. Everybody take a drink. Thanks, Thaddeus. But when they did that, the crowd popped big time at that point. Yeah. There was a bunch of spots where they were going back and forth. Nobody knew who really was going to win this, and that's the best way to have one of these matches. But you know what I like best about this match?
What's that?
It did not involve Sheik and Andy.
Yes.
And I'm going to get into that later on when I talk about my Blown Call show coming up next week. But we're going to move on here to... We had intermission, and then the next match was the number one contenders match between Fabian Ribeiro and Marky. Now... We've always had problems at PWA where the match right before intermission gets that crowd so fired up that it's hard to get the crowd back right after intermission. This one got the crowd back. It took a couple minutes, but the crowd was there. Like, this is probably one of the best after intermission matches we've seen here in a while.
Yeah.
Marky did eventually get the win, and it looks like Fabian suffered a knee injury later on in that match, because they went right... It looked like they went right to the end on a leg... It was a sliced bread bulldog into a running bulldog off the turnbuckle, and then Marky got his leg dropped for the victory. Just by the reaction of Fabian after the match, I don't think it's good. I think it could be an ACL, an MCL, UCL, one of those.
I hope for him it's just a knee tweak that hurt him tonight. It's nothing serious, but I was watching the match, and they were doing a bunch of moves together, and then Marky didn't move. Fabian just went down and started holding his knee. And then you just see Marky pick him up, and the communication said... I'm pretty sure Fabian just said go home, honestly, because he looked like he could barely walk.
And I don't know if it was the go home the way it was supposed to or not, but that definitely does set up some interesting stuff later on. But, Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, very good match. Marky is like the PWA original. He's been here since day one, and he's always getting better and better. And Fabian, what can I say? He's a good wrestler. He put on a good show, especially when doing the dancing midway through. I thought that was great. A nice little comical spot put in there. Got the fans kind of laughing and that. But like you said, Fabian hurt his knee, so who knows what this is going to lead up to. I hope it's not serious, because this is a hell of a good competitor. And if he's hurt, we're going to miss him.
I honestly thought, from what happened in Club Chat at the first show, which we did talk about Club Chat, Fabian Ribeiro had Gabriel out to the ring. I honestly thought that if Gabriel and Fabian lost matches, I did look at thinking maybe that would be our Night of Champions match, but I just don't know now.
You mean our Fright Night match?
Oh, sorry. Our Fright Night match. Sorry, I'm getting too confused. This bot Night of Champions tonight. And I thought it might be our match at Fright Night, but with a knee injury, you never know what might happen.
Absolutely. I'm glad they didn't announce anything for that part of the card. Overall, with this match, I think these guys could have went a little longer. That's why I think this injury is a little more serious than we think. Godspeed to Fabian Ribeiro on a speedy recovery, and hopefully it's not that severe. So then from there we got to the main event, which...
The main event of the evening.
Yes, yes, yes. Copying Ivan. Now, this match here put two strong bulls against each other with the Omen, Gabriel Lestat, taking on Mephisto with a new manager, John Lynx, which I'm actually happy that he's got a manager now, because you don't want a guy like him talking at all, and he hasn't been, but you need a mouthpiece for your heavyweight champion. So this match went back and forth for quite a bit, and eventually Mephisto did get the victory, even though he did miss the last spot of the night with the springboard powerbomb. Yeah. He went for the first one and missed the top rope, got him into the second rope.
He caught Gabriel's head on the top rope and like snapped off the top rope when he went into the second. It looked pretty brutal.
Yeah, it looked like it landed hard on him.
I thought he was going to slide out towards us, right? Because it looked pretty...
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and thank God they caught him and got that spot in properly. But they eventually did get that bomb. It really wasn't a overly extraneous match in terms of move sets. A lot of action around the outside, a lot of brawling, but nothing too crazy, I would say. But as soon as the bell rang for the three count, Marky races down to the ring and starts punking out Mephisto. Mephisto just looks at him a couple times, walks out of the ring, and grabs his belt and runs out. Now, this looks like it's setting up a hell of a match for Fright Night here. Guys, your thoughts on the match since we just talked about the finish?
I thought... I'm not a huge Mephisto fan. I haven't really gotten behind his heel or face or anything since he got him in. But I thought Gabriel looked good. He looked good in the match, as he always does. I'm a big fan. I've been watching him for a long time. And overall good. The ending to me was great with Marky punking him out. The question is Mephisto scared of Marky, or is he just like, I don't need to deal with this little punk until next month?
Or is he doing the Kevin Owens thing where if you're not fighting for a prize, I'm not dealing with you right now?
It could be. Easily could be that.
Brian, your thoughts?
Well, great match. Gabriel put up a hell of a fight, but Mephisto just a little bit too powerful. He got the win, and I can't wait. I hope we get to see Mark and Mephisto, because I think that will be a great match with the PW original going for his first world title, a heavyweight title. I mean, that'll be great to see.
Absolutely. So, looks like it's that time now. We got through the card here, folks. It was a lot of strong matches here, but now it's time for our good, our bad, and our ugly.
I have a couple.
Oh, who wants to go first here?
Right here.
Andre? All right, folks, we had a little wrestler interruption here. Didn't want to be named because
let's get back to the good, bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, okay. Andre, I know you're dying to get to this. Go ahead.
My good, MRB, DVD versus Raging and Fury. That was such a good match. I think it's probably going to be all of our good.
Yes.
Maybe not Mike, because Mike likes to throw weird things into the mix. But my bad, I don't really have a bad on this show. To me, I didn't really... There wasn't... Oh, here. In that same match that I thought was great, Fitzy fucked up. That's my bet. Fitzy's fucked up when he shouldn't have been counting when MRB got rolled up and BBD was legal man. My ugly, Tex Gaines' ring work.
Anyway, Brian, you got yours?
Oh, my good, like Andre said, the tag team title match. Fantastic. My bad. No, I don't really have a bad because this was great show. My ugly, like Andre said, Tex's ring work, but he'll improve, I hope.
Yeah, right.
All right, myself, I'm going to go with a great, good, bad, and ugly, okay?
A great, good, bad, and ugly.
I'm going to go with a great, good, bad, and ugly. And
I didn't know we could do great, so that would have been my tag team at great.
Well, I get an extra one, because you know what? I got to give a devil his due here, okay? Last show, we got on Kurt Sorokin's case for an average card and a below average card. This time, he knocked it out of the park. We wanted something different. We got something different. And I don't think you expected any of that going on the way it did tonight.
Yeah, a few of the matches did surprise me tonight.
So my great goes out to Kurt Sorokin and his matchmaking for the show tonight.
You just want him on a podcast.
If he comes on, great. If not, I'm not worried about it, guys. We're here for the fans. Anyway, Andre, thank you. My good, I'm going to go with the fact that, well, it piggybacks off my great, the fact that MRB and BVD are not Sheik and Andy.
Yes. Yes.
Now, those guys were some of the best athletes in the company, all four of them, and they put on a hell of a match. And I want to also throw it out there, the early workings of Markey versus Fabian, the early part of the match, the fact that they could get the crowd back after intermission the way they did, I want to give them a shout-out to that. My bad? This one goes out to our favorite friend, Brett Morgan, who, when he was going for a running kick spot on Derek out of the ring, completely missed. I'm talking about Sheamus on Mark Henry, bro kick from Raw, miss.
He kicked the goddamn ring instead of kicking Cross.
He kicked underneath the ring. Yeah, he plain old missed. And it was funnier than hell. Now, my ugly. This one goes out to a certain group of individuals who decided to hijack the show around the main event.
I'm sorry. All I wanted to do was give you a shout out. I wasn't expecting anybody to sing happy birthday.
Who's the one that started the happy birthday?
Ronnie.
Bullshit.
Guarantee you. I joined in after
anyway,
Ronnie.
Folks, this has been Edmonton SPN Day, of course, because, you know, my birthday should be a national holiday lasting a week. So
yeah, right.
It is going to tie into our my next blown call show, which I'm going to give up in one sec here. The ugly part is I hate that song with a passion, and I heard it from the entire crowd.
I didn't start it, motherfucker.
All right, fine. We'll give you that. Anyway, guys, your overall last thoughts of the show before we get going?
Honestly, great pickup from last month. Man, Kurt Sorokin, you're doing a great job. Keep up with what you're doing, what you did this month. Keep it up for next month. I'm loving it. I really am. And check out my edition of Wrestling Clarity from this past week.
I'm going to actually, before I get to you, Brian, I have to interject one more ugly here. And this is just an ugly on my personal preference here. The last thing that was mentioned, it's good for our listeners on the podcast because you're going to get two episodes of the Quick Calls coming up next month on October 17th. But the bad thing is both PWA Fright Night and RCW Rise of Legends is on the same night in the same town. So we're going to have to split up and we're going to be covering both shows. We're not sure exactly how we're going to do it yet. Details will come up in the future here.
I'll be leading the charge at Fright Night.
Yeah, we're going to discuss that. Anyway.
I am.
We're going to discuss that. I love being the boss. Anyway, Brian, your overall thoughts on the show?
Excellent show overall. Fantastic. Six great matches. Kurt Sorok, keep up the good work. Can't wait for next month. Been here, coming here for 14 years, man. I love it. Guys are awesome.
And before we go, I want to make sure I give a big shout-out to the sound guy for tonight. He did an excellent job keeping everything on track. Last month it was a little bit of an adventure, but the guy who ran the sound tonight was an absolute phenomenal person.
Raymond.
All right. Anyway, and getting back to my blown call show coming up this week. This
what about him? You need to eat his,
yeah, he got in. He got in already. Way to be awake. That's why I'm the boss here. Anyway, our quick call, my blown call show coming up this week will be discussing not only the topic of real-life storylines coming into wrestling storylines and the pros and cons to it and how I feel some of the current stuff that's coming out is sort of not appropriate and isn't working as well, contrary to what Andre said in his Wrestling Clarity last week. But the other bonus part, and I've been teasing it all through this show, since it is my birthday and, you know, we're talking about birthday wishes and all that stuff, I'm going to lay out my wishes of what I wish each of the companies in town would do to adjust their product. The PWA has done it tonight. I'm going to give you guys a hint about that, and we'll discuss it on my show next week. So it definitely is going to be worth listening to. And, folks, I don't pull any punches because, let's face it, I'm not affiliated with anybody. I help out a lot, but I'm not affiliated, so I'm not afraid to say what I really think. So Anyway, any other thoughts, guys?
No, just overall, very enjoyable card. Had a great time tonight. If you missed it, Ryan Passmore, you'll regret it.
I'm sure he'll pick up extra DVDs. Brian, anything else for you?
Yeah, just keep on coming out, supporting the local wrestling scene. We love it. You guys are awesome. We love you guys coming out.
So, on behalf of Andre C. of Wrestling Clarity and the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton, this is Mike the Ref saying, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Northgate Lions Senior Center with PWA Fall Fever on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.